You've tuned in to Bruin Radio. Content for this program is provided by the students and staff of Brookings Harbor High School.
Hi, this is Ethan Warner from the Brookings Harbor High School Robotics Team. Mr. Manning from BC Fisheries came and showed us how to TIG weld aluminum. TIG welding aluminum is a process where you combine two metals together, specifically aluminum, with high voltage and amperage, melting them together, and adding filler rod, which is more aluminum, to bond them together in a strong bond without using nuts or bolts. You use a combination of high voltage and amperage to make an arc through your metal and combines them. Thank you, Mr. Manning, for supporting our team.
We're here with Ms. Garvin to talk about an art project out in the Coffee Commons area of the Brookings Harbor High School. Hello, Ms. Garvin.
Hello.
Tell us what we're seeing here.
You are seeing an art history project done by all of my sophomore students in my world history class.
Oh, tell us about just a couple of the pieces that we see.
We have a large, probably the biggest thing you're going to see is a 10-foot by 7-foot tall Sistine Chapel replica. We have multiple pieces that were done in the welding department and down in other CTE classes. So we've got a few buildings produced with the 3D printer. Mm. We've got original art pieces done in the style of a specific period of art. And we've got some combinations of multiple periods of art where they tried to fuse them together.
Mm. So. What were some of your learning goals with this project?
Number one, we start out with the Renaissance and trying to understand the movement that came out of the Renaissance with art.
Mm.
Next, I like them to look at art and try and figure out, number one, understand the visual history. It's not all written in books, but mm-hmm. you have to be able to interpret visual history as well.
Hmm.
And then I want them to look at a period of art, and understand whether the art reflects the history or the time period, or whether, you know, they kind of start movements within the historical record.
So, yeah. That's outstanding.
Mrs. Neidefer was also a huge part of this they wrote papers for both my class and her class that they're getting dual credit for. So it was an interdisciplinary project in nature.
We've got Mr. Gwillem here with a new piece. Mr. Gwillem, tell us what we're seeing.
You're seeing the Van Gogh's wheat field with crows in a hand...
It's a hand-embroidered piece.
Hand-embroidery,
yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. And who did this piece?
I would be the one who did it.
Are you proud of it?
Yes.
Good. You should be. It looks outstanding.
I did this all in under 24 hours. I rushed this piece.
Oh. But you still feel good about it.
But I feel good about it, yes.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Garvin.
No problem.
Hey, I'm Peyton Armentrout. We did the Celtic symbols, and we mostly did it on our culture, and me and my partner, Valerie Triple, we're kind of Irish, so we wanted to see more about them and know what they meant. And I wanted to get tattoos, and she did too, so we really wanted to know how, like what they did and what they represented.
Mm-hmm.
And for welding, I cut them out on a CT scan or whatever. And
on a CNC machine, maybe?
Yeah, CNC machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I cut three out because the fourth one wouldn't come out, right? So.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the symbols that you learned about? Which is the one that you know the most about, like the triskelion or the shamrock?
The shamrock.
So tell us about the shamrock.
Shamrock was my favorite because it represented the holy Trinity part about it, and the Saint Patrick used the shamrock to represent everything, and they just added the fourth clover to it for luck.
Hmm.
But really, it's just the third one. They just used three.
Are you yourself part of a family or a clan that you can trace back?
No, I haven't really gotten that deep of it.
Hmm.
This is Bruin News interview with Jacob Benson. Recently, the high school office staff decided to go to a middle school and spread some holiday cheer by putting up winter decorations in the hallways and office. They brought with them two elf on a shelves, which they put up in the middle school office. Later that day, according to Tina Peters, they were informed by a middle school office staff member that one of the elves had been damaged. This damage consisted of the loss of the elf's right leg at the knee and left arm at the elbow. The actual cause of the damage is not known, and high school staff do not plan to investigate so as to not cause inter-school drama. Both elves were returned to the high school office staff, some of whom were playfully angry over the situation. The elves are now housed safely in Mrs. Acosta's room. According to Mrs. Acosta, there is a plan to provide the wounded elves with prosthetics manufactured by the high school robotics team. I guess you'd say that sometimes spreading Christmas cheer costs an arm and a leg.
Alright, hi, I'm Julia, and I'm here to talk to you guys about the drama club that we have at Brookings Harbor High School. We do it every Thursday after school in Miss B's room, which is the room all the way down at the end of the hall, right after you walk into the office doors to your right. We do plays, and we do just do fun games for drama, and it helps you with your acting skills and your talking in front of group skills, like your social skills. Thanks, hope to see you guys.
Hi, everybody. This is Jed Doan. I was a student here back in 2018. Right now, I'm attending RCC in Grants Pass. If I had to give an important tip to current high school students, I would say it's very important to get a reliable car before you move away to go to college. I'm studying criminology in order to become a police officer.
Hello, everyone. This is Ryan Steendahl. I was a student here. I graduated in 2018, and I currently am attending Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida, which is outside of Orlando. If you want to build video games and you're a high school student, you should start learning the software and learn how to program and attend a good college.
My name is Stephanie Burks. I graduated high school in 2018, and I'm currently stationed in Fort Lee, Virginia to become a Striker system maintainer. If I had any advice for kids in high school who want to join the military, I would say start working out early, have a job in mind that you want to do, and just keep moving forward. You can do it.
I'm Robert Bautista. I graduated from Brookings Harbor High School in 2005. A little bit of life advice would be to invest your money wisely, save up money, have an emergency fund, don't go buy a new car. Buy used, buy a Honda, buy a Toyota, save your money. Don't buy a BMW, don't buy something that's fancy. Save your money, invest, get a nice job, join a union.
All right, hi, I'm Julia. I'm a current student at Brookings Harbor High School. And the one thing that I would have to share with you, if I had to share anything, would be to make sure you do your work. And if you don't understand something that the teacher is teaching you, that you ask right away. That way that they can explain it to you and anyone else who doesn't understand it in the classroom.
OGG.
Hey, this is Jacob Benson here, and one piece of advice that I want to give you is to try to, you know, keep up on your work, but also try to keep up with your friends and, you know, try and make more connections in high school.
Come down to VGDC. We are accepting new students and members. Of course, it won't be the normal VGDC that you were thinking. We will actually try to make games, and we hope to make progress by the end of the year. Please come down. New students are accepted, and everyone is accepted and welcome. We'll have fun. Like always, Kedrick.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.